This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded more than $1.3 million in grants and loans to 35 agricultural producers and rural small businesses in Montana for renewable energy projects. Nine of the awardees are in Gallatin County. Kathleen Williams, Montana's Rural Development Director for the USDA, said that the amount of money awarded for renewable energy projects in rural America is historic. This cycle funded 1,300 projects nationwide. President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act increased the caps for the grants and also funded the program at five times the level it had been in the past, Williams said. These projects are part of one of the largest investments in history to foster a wider use of renewable energy. They benefit Montana's agricultural producers and rural small businesses by lowering energy costs, Williams said. The Gallatin County grants will all fund solar photovoltaic or PV systems. Awardees include the Bozeman Montessori School, Alpacas of Montana, Levon Stuckey's Wool Mill in Belgrade, Black Dog Farm, Black Petal Farm, and Charbert Enterprises Montana's Gift Corral. While most of the projects this cycle are solar arrays, the program also funds wind and geothermal energy projects alongside upgrades to energy infrastructure to make it more efficient. The Montana Free Press reports that a coalition of former Republican officials and a longtime third-party candidate are pushing a pair of constitutional amendment ballot initiatives for the 2024 cycle that would fundamentally alter Montana's elections in what they describe as an effort to reform our broken political system. The most substantive proposal would create a system of top four open primaries for most state and federal elections in Montana, regardless of party. That would replace the current system in which a voter marks one ballot in the partisan primary of their choice. The proposed change would be a primary like those for nonpartisan judicial elections. Under the proposal, the four candidates with the most votes, regardless of party, would advance to the general election, whether Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, something the initiative backers say would create a more pluralistic government that doesn't concentrate power in the hands of party leadership. The second ballot initiative would amend the Montana Constitution to require that winners of general elections receive a majority of the vote, as opposed to simply the most votes of those cast. The proposal assigns the legislature the task of figuring out what happens if nobody gets more than 50% of the vote. That could mean holding a traditional runoff election or holding instant runoff elections, a process more commonly known as ranked choice voting, in which voters rank the candidates in order of preference until one candidate receives more than 50%. Such a process has become increasingly popular in states across the country, often to the chagrin of the party in power and of activists on the wings of both parties who rely on the deeply ideological primary electorate to bring their ideas to the fore. In Montana, the Republican supermajority in the 2023 legislative session passed a ban on ranked choice voting, another step in securing Republican power in the legislature. Lawmakers would have to repeal that ban to implement ranked choice voting if the ballot initiative passes. The sponsors of the initiatives include several fixtures of the comparatively moderate wing of the GOP in Montana, including former Kalispell Republican legislator Frank Garner and former lawmakers Rob Cook, Bruce Tutvet, and Bruce Grubbs. The other sponsors are Ponderay County Republican activist and former state GOP Central Committee member Ted Cronenbusch and former legislative and congressional candidate Doug Campbell, who has run for office in the past as a Libertarian, on the Green Party ticket, and as an independent. The top four primary initiative would also add language to the Montana Constitution, capping the signatures required to qualify for the primary ballot at 5% of the votes received by the winning candidate in the last election, something that would primarily benefit unaffiliated and third-party candidates who don't automatically qualify for the ballot under state law. That threshold exists under current statute, but lawmakers have attempted to increase it in the past, including during the last legislative session. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.